Welcome back, everyone, to the ITB, Insurance the Bright Way podcast. We are season two, episode one. We're back. I feel like Michael Jordan when he just said, I'm back. Here we go. We are doing this thing. We are back to what this will be as an insure rant. I hope everybody had a chance. I got some great notes. I got a couple of angry grams from people on LinkedIn saying, hey, where's the podcast? So we took a little break. Leah Kobel now, my producer, excited to have her on board working with me on the show. And to all the listeners, hopefully you saw the new brand. We got a new logo for the podcast, but that's all just housekeeping stuff. I know why you guys are here. You're here to listen to the podcast. You're here to listen to what we're doing. It is still Q1. So I am going to do, if any of you have followed me in the past, what I normally do, which is do a planning podcast. I'm going to do a rant on planning. You guys have all heard it in the past, but this is it. Get your pens, get your stylus, get your fingers ready on your keyboard, because we are going to set ourselves up for a successful 2024 with planning. The biggest thing about planning that I think people sort of either take for granted, like we get into our days and we get super busy, and I think we get sideways on getting a plan in place that we can actually use as a roadmap for a successful year, to not only to get us in line, get our teams in line, get ourselves on the right path, and set some expectations. You're going to hear me say set expectations over and over in this thing, because that is the key, not only for yourself, but for anybody else that's going to touch a part of your plan and the success of your plan. So number one, and I'm going to give you five points on this, but number one, and you're going to use this in everything, is goal setting. So what I mean by that is, what is it you're trying to accomplish? Can you sit quietly, get your mind clear, and say, in 2024, I want to accomplish X? Because what we do is we say, well, we want to grow this year, or I want to sell more policies, or I want to make sure that our retention goes up. Those are all great directional thought processes, but those aren't goals. Goals have measurable amounts to them. They have numbers attached that you can track. So when you go to goal setting, again, and it should be very clear. So instead of I want us to do better than last year, I want us to do 10% more new business than we did last year. And this is how much we did last year. So this is how much we have to do. That's a goal. I want our retention, which is currently sitting at 87, to go up to 90. And that means if it does, this much more business stays on the books. That's a goal. I want us to move. I'm giving you examples. I want us to move our monoline customers. Let's just say your book is 50-50, 50% monoline, 50% multi-line. I want 10% of that 50%. So 20 total percent of my book to move from monoline to multi-line. And what that would do, because then that one ties into your attention. I'm just giving ideas. Okay. So goal setting is that's where you start. And it's not easy, but it's also not super difficult. You can easily just sit down and, like, again, quiet your mind, start jotting things down and say, these are my two goals. These are my nine goals. These are my five goals. And now there's three levels of the goal. There's the reachable goal. Like, you don't want it to be easy, but you want, if your team's going to be involved in it, if you're going to have other people engaged, that they're not like, hey, we did 200 new policies last year, we're going to do 8,000 this year. That's not a goal. That's not reachable. That doesn't make sense. Set a reachable goal. It's still going to be a great year. And if you hit it, you're going to be happy, but it's a reachable goal. Then the next thing to do is set a stretch goal. Okay. If I get to work on this and my team gets behind me, and we get moving, and we get moving fast, this stretch would be like, oh man, we didn't just hit a home run, we hit a grand slam. And then the final one is this crazy, audacious, over the top goal. And you want to have that. And that one you might keep to yourself. But let's say, you know, we want to do $3 million in new business this year. And a stretch is we want to do $4 million. This crazy one is like six. You're probably not going to get there. But if you do everything and you start planning in the right way, you do have the opportunity to start thinking about it in a different way, thinking about it through a different lens, holding everybody accountable, setting those expectations, and getting after that crazy goal, which would set you up so much better in the future. So again, setting expectations is the key. What is our reachable goal? What is our stretch goal? And then maybe for yourself is the crazy goal. Now, you don't have to be a business owner, an agency owner, or any kind of business owner to have goals. You can have your own personal goals. If you are a producer, a lot of the same goals I just said are goals you should be thinking about. And they should be a reachable goal. Now, again, when I say reachable, I don't mean easy. I just mean it. You can see the light at the end of the tunnel. Then that stretch, which is where I'd love all of you living, is I'm going to blow past my goal, and I'm going to hit my stretch goal. And then what's your crazy, like, if everything fell into place and I did these other things that could be outside my norm, could I get to my crazy goal? This gets you lined up for success, and it gets people, especially in sales, lined up with measurable results that can be tracked that get you going. So setting goals or goal setting is your number one thing. Start there. If you don't start there, planning becomes very difficult, because a plan isn't, we're going to be better than last year. A plan is we're going to be X percent better. We're going to be this much closer to this. We're going to be that, whatever it is with percentages, dollars, policy, whatever your metric is that's measurable. It has to be measurable. Okay, that was number one, goal setting. Number two is to break this down for yourself into short, medium, and long term. This is the way I look at short, medium, and long term. You can look at it any way you want. Short term to me is 1 to 3 months. So let's say your short term is quarters. Okay. So let's say I'm going to make these numbers up. Your plan is to sell $400,000 in new written premium business in a year. Okay. I just use 400,000. It's very simple. It breaks down by four because there's four quarters. That's if at the end of March, you're not sitting at over $100,000 in new written premium, you are behind your goal. You are behind your plan. You are behind your budget. Same to be said, if you have people in your office and you're setting goals for them, people want to know what is expected of them, not just go do better than last year. Hey, Susan, my top producer from last year, you did $320,000 in new written premium, making the numbers up. I want 400 this year. Can you do it? Can we agree on it? Let's set that expectation. And now at the end of March, we'll track you, we'll measure it, and we'll say, okay, are you on track? So having this all lined up in and short, that's the short term, the quarters. Medium term to me is the year. So plan it for the year, crush 24. The reason I use that as medium is because my long-term goal, I want to, in the back of my mind, be already in thinking of what I want for 25, 26, 27, and what I need to do in 24 to set myself up for 25. Does that make sense? Maybe it's a total revenue number, and I'm not going to be able to reach in my mind what I've written down as my goal for the end of 25 if I don't do all of these things in 24. That to me feels more long-term. That's not even really long term because that's only three more years. But break it down so it's digestible, so you can set expectations with others, you can hold yourself accountable, and really start to look at how you're doing as an agency, as a business, as, you know, if you had a snow cone stand, that none of this would be any different. You would set goals. You would set a reachable goal, a stretch goal, and a crazy goal. And the crazy goal would be, I'm going to put my name on TV and everybody's going to come get a snow cone. Like, I'm making that up. All right. So number two is those short, medium, and long-term goals into your plan. All right. Now it's starting to take shape. You've set your goals. You've made a plan. You're looking at it either quarterly, biannually, and then, of course, at the end of the year, but setting yourself up for success along the way. You could even do it monthly. Now what's important is that you get, okay, number three, get buy-in from everyone that's involved. If you have staff, if you have other partners, if you're a salesperson and you run a team of people that support you, whatever it is, you're cascading that information and what? Setting expectations. This is what I expect. I expect we hit these numbers. I expect that Susan does this, that Bill does that, that Tony is in charge of X, and are all measurable, all expectations set. Everybody knows what their part of it is, and they get, and you get people bought in on the concept, cascade it through the organization, and you might even include some of the crucial people in the planning process. So back to the beginning, back to the goal setting. Hey Susan, I know you did 300,000 last year. I'm thinking 400 this year. What do you think? Do you think we can do that? Okay, let's set up a plan for that. We'll mark it either monthly or quarterly. Yeah, we in? Okay, good. This is going to be awesome. You're going to have these three people supporting you. Like, that is getting buy-in and including those people, even in the process of building the plan and putting yourself in the lane, the fast lane to success, putting yourself in the fast lane to reaching your goals. Because at the end of the year, you want to say, I reached these goals and I feel really good about it. Hey, so-and-so in my office, you reached the goal that was part of our larger goal, and we all feel really good about it. That changes the dynamic. It changes the motivation. It changes the mindset of why we do what we do, is because everyone is marching in the same direction and understands where they're headed, understands that success that is part of what is, it's in the DNA of what you're creating with a plan. Planning doesn't just put it on paper. Plan changes the way people look at it. And people want to be successful. And we use stack ranking a lot to show, hey, Susan, you're crushing it. That's awesome. Tony, not bad. Hey, Bill, what do you got in the hopper for April? Because coming out of Q1, you're in third. Like, those are good conversations. If the expectation was set ahead of time, if you got buy-in from everybody, they know what the goals are, those are really, really good conversations to have. If it's like, hey, you know, last month you did 10, this month you did 8, let's turn it up a notch. All right, see you later. That's not following a plan. That's not setting expectations. That is not putting people in a place where they want to be motivated and move in the same direction as the rest of the people on the team. So I hope that makes sense, and you can probably sense my passion in this, because I love this. Like, this is how successful business, this is how good businesses become great, and how great businesses who are actually probably already doing this, but doing it right, become elite. And that's what we should all be striving for. All right, so we communicate those expectations, we get buy-in. We've got all that set up. That was the third one. Get buy-in from everyone that's involved. Number four, hold yourself and others accountable. This is crucial. I cannot tell you how many times I've seen, not in businesses that I'm involved in, but things I've been a part of or consulted in, where there is, or businesses that I've come into that have done this before I got there, which is, even if they set a plan, they don't look at it again until the next year when it's time to plan again. That is not the way to hit your numbers. That is not the way to hold people to what you need them to do for you to be successful, for them to be successful. So number four is crucial, like with a big exclamation next to it, hold yourself and others accountable. You're holding yourself accountable to the expectation setting, to the goal setting, to the measurables, and then to following through and holding everybody else accountable to whatever their input to that is. Does that make sense? I hope that makes. I asked a question to a microphone because I know none of you can respond. Hopefully you nodded your head and said, yes, Rick, that makes a lot of sense. Do it now. Perfect. All right. And then finally, And this one is an asterisk too, because it's optional. I like this idea. You're going to have to decide if you're going to hold steadfast or do number five, which is iterate as quickly as necessary. And what I mean by that is, okay, we set this plan that we were going to do $100,000 a new month or every month in new commercial business. But we just found out that our commercial agent that does the commercial in our office is going to be out for 4 weeks, and we lost two of our appointments. I'm making all this up. But if your goal becomes unattainable, not because, oh, we're having trouble or we're struggling, that's not it. But iterating is okay on a plan, as long as then you go back and you follow through with expectations, accountability, and getting everybody bought in. Okay. So that's the five. I have a sixth on here, and you guys probably could figure it out if you thought about it long enough. But number six is let's go. You've heard me say this before. This is your cheat code for putting yourself in the fast lane to having a just crushing 24. I'm going to go back through the five, and then I'll probably give you the six again. But number one, goal setting. Reachable, stretch, and then that crazy audacious goal. Now, this gets everybody lined up for success. So set the goals. It's not wavering on that. That one is not in pencil. That one is in pen. Goal setting. Number two, short, medium, long-term goals into the plan. Maybe not the long-term, but for sure the short-term, 1 to 3 months. Medium-term, which is the entire year. And then in your mind, start to plan out what the rest of it looks like. That doesn't have to be shared with others. And this, again, isn't just for owners. This is for whoever, but use that strategy. Get yourself, when you wake up in the morning, start tracking against the things that you just set up in your plan. Number three, get buy-in from everyone that's involved. Set the expectation, include crucial people in planning, and reward them for that. And communicate. Set those expectations. Get it in their minds. And everybody charging in the same direction is a beautiful thing. 1 + 1 starts to equal 3 all over the place. Number four, hold yourself and others accountable. Starts with you building the plan, and then what's on your plate for accountability, but then it's your responsibility if you are in the ownership position, leadership position, to hold others accountable so that we stay tracking against this. And then number five, which is pencil because it's your choice, which is iterate and iterate quickly when necessary. So you can always change a plan. You don't get to change it because, oh, we're not getting as many quotes as we were. Go get more quotes. Figure it out. That's not an iteration. I mean iteration against circumstances. Does that make sense to everybody? I really hope that this is something that will help you. I know it's already, you know, we're into the year. So this is usually what I would do in January, but we were on break. We're back. Season 2, ITB, your host, Rick Fox. Here we are. And then I'm going to finish. So those are your five things. And I'm going to finish with number six, which is let's go. Get after it. Right. Start today. Make a plan. Whatever day it is, start for tomorrow, start for Monday, but get it in place, get everybody on board, and you will feel, not only will you see because you're measuring now, but you will feel the difference in the way people are motivated because they know exactly what the expectation is. It's like kids. Like when you have kids and you see them in the grocery store with their parents, and they just keep pushing the parents until the parent finally says, okay, you can have the candy. I'm not saying that employees or people that you work with are kids, but everybody wants a line. Those kids want a line in the sand. They want to know what is expected of them at the store. People in an office, in an environment, in a go forward of a people motivated to do great things, they want to know what the expectation is. They want it to be clear, crystal clear, communicated, cascaded, and bought into. Do all those things, and you get to number six, which is let's go. I hope that helps. This is an Insure Rant. We're back at it, excited. I'm not even going to tell you because we're going to have some really great guests coming up, but you'll have to tune back in to find out. As always, please make sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. If you like what you hear, give us a 5-star rating. That helps us. Make sure you're connected with me personally on LinkedIn. Send me a DM. Let me know what you think. Let me know what you think we could be doing better. Let me know a great guest that we should have on the show or a great rant topic. I get a lot of my content from people saying, hey, Rick, we should talk about this. This isn't one of them because I do planning every year about this time when I podcast. So again, make sure to subscribe. Excited to be back in season 2. Tune in next time and we'll see you then.